Here's what's happening on Urban Media Today Radio.
According to the Jasmine brand, Black China's mama, Tokyo Toni, is not too proud. And this right before Mother's Day. She's not too proud about her daughter. She tells the Jasmine brand, fame goes to people's head, but damn it, I just so happened to be one of the bees to catch the fade. She's talking about her daughter, Black China, and she's calling her out on all of her shenanigans. In a series of videos posted on social media, Tokyo Toni vents about her famous daughter, stating she once denied her request of $30, and she hasn't seen her two grandchildren in 2 years. According to the website, Tokyo Toni says that when she went to ask China for $30, China tells her, I'm broke and I have to take care of my kids. Although Tokyo hasn't stayed quiet during the downfall of their relationship between China and her, she seems to be dropping a lot of information about what's going on. She says, just like I birthed her on her birthday, I'm gonna divorce her on her birthday. That means 30 years ago, I would have been dead for 30 years, but guess what? I'm alive and effing well. I don't know where she's getting that, but if that's the case, you're probably not going to get that $30, Tokyo Toni, so may want to fall back on that. 112. We're all familiar with them, right? You know, looks like 112 is making some changes. The Grammy award-winning group consists of Q, Slim, and Mike. They had great success in the late 1990s and early 2000s, just recently going on tour with SWV, Genuine, and Drew Hill. Well, the group performed on the Tom Joyner cruise. Fans took notice that two members, Q Parker and Darren Jones, were missing. Lili Lyons was in attendance from SWV and took to social media. Where the hell is Q Parker and Darren from 112? Somebody tell me something. No word on the answer, so I'll let you know when I find out. New babies in Hollywood, one from American Idol's own Jordan Sparks. She and her husband welcome a baby boy. And Tia Mowry and her husband, Corey Hardick, welcome a baby girl. So congratulations to them both. Also, congratulations to Trey Songz. Lisa Bloom says she's going to continue to fight the singer over a domestic violence case. Well, the good news is the charges were dropped. According to the Jasmine brand, the legal battle that Trey Songz, real name Tremaine Neverson, appeared to have won this past Friday, it may not be over. Andrea Bure's attorney, Lisa Bloom, says that she is none too pleased with prosecutors' decision. She says the prosecutors in L.A. will have to explain how they charged Trey Songz with the felony, then a misdemeanor, then dropped everything, even though Andrea immediately went to the hospital, contacted the police after the alleged assault, and in our system, too often, money talks. She also knows that the legal battle isn't over for Songz. She says we are just getting started in our fight for justice against him. Finally, prayers out for Cameron, who was hospitalized. Dipset rapper Cameron, whose real name is Cameron Giles, took to Instagram announcing the reason he missed his May 3rd show. The 42-year-old's caption insinuates that not even his friends or family saw the health scare coming. He says, sorry, everyone in Boston. He says, I will make it up to you guys. It's not clear as to why he was in the hospital, but hopefully he's doing okay.